Page 143, Task 2, Discussion.
Gosh, the bills again. How come I'm charged so much for the internet? Life would be much easier if there were free access to anyone.
Free internet? Nonsense. Of course, broadband is a must, but I guess if you don't pay for a service, there's no quality. There is no such thing as a free lunch. Once you pay for it, high speed can be maintained and security is more assured, as fewer can get access to it. After all, low-speed net would be good for nothing, wouldn't it?
In general, you're quite right in pointing that out. But what about those who are slaves to money, forced to work a lot to get by? Or the unemployed who can't afford to buy even daily newspapers frequently? Websites are full of job advertisements. It could really help them.
Big deal. And then employees working for ISPs would lose their jobs if the internet isn't paid for. To top it all, many people are glued to the net, especially when between jobs and with no everyday duties to fulfill.
You've got to be kidding. The internet is either free or not. Addiction is quite different. By the way, many sit in front of the screen to advance in school. Apropos learning, the internet has become an integral part of education these days. The web is, I dare say, an excellent source of information for many fields of study and for work. If it were free, it would provide the chance for the needy but talented not to miss the chance to broaden their minds, even if they can't make ends meet and go to a proper university or training program.
That's the point. Most schools give online homework to students or email parents to notify them about their children's performance.
Plus, public health can be improved as well by spreading the abundance of information the internet contains and by identifying the symptoms in need of treatment, provided you are a conscious user.
True. Yet, I still insist on affordable but not free internet access. Come on, let it go.